This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for May 12th. I'm Paul Plack. An investigation is underway into the Saturday loss of a California Highway Patrol aircraft on speed patrol duty and the resulting death of the pilot. Unite, the union representing cabin crews at British Airways, has authorized another 20 days of strike action by cabin crews over the next few weeks. DOT charges that Continental Airlines has had a policy which violates rules about reporting complaints from disabled passengers and has proposed a $100,000 fine in response. The National Transportation Safety Board says medical incapacitation is the probable cause of a 2008 crash involving a Cessna 310 that went down in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, killing the pilot. The National Park Service and the FAA are working on a federally mandated plan that could limit or ban aerial sightseeing tours over Mount Rainier National Park. The city of Santa Monica, California, is miffed at the FAA for experimenting with new IFR departure procedures from the city's airport, which increase noise for city residents without holding public hearings. Hawker Beechcraft is looking for more than 100 new engineers and another 40 to 50 employees in operations and supply beginning in the next 3 to 4 months. The design of a runway, which overcame complicated environmental challenges in Florida, has received the General Aviation Airport Project of the Year Award from the Southeast Chapter of the American Association of Airport Executives. And the carrier landing variant of the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter is undergoing drop testing at the Vought Aircraft Facility in Dallas, Texas. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Kate Hanai of Flyers writes, "Can't help but notice the start of the DOT's new rules regarding tarmac strandings hasn't been the apocalypse the airlines predicted." I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.